The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary,
And she conceived of the Holy Spirit.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord.
Be it done unto me according to thy word.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And the Word was made flesh,
and dwelt amongst us.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God,
that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ.
Let us pray. Pour forth, we beseech thee, O Lord, your grace into our hearts, that we, to whom the incarnation of Christ your Son was made known by the message of an angel, may by his passion and cross be brought to the glory of his resurrection, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Thank you. Teus anjos sobre nós e abençoa todos que esperam em vós. Manda teus anjos para nos ensinar a te louvar e glorificar. Teu Espírito de paz e amor, meu coração tem sede do meu Criador. Envia, Senhor, os teus anjos pra nos resgatar, pra nos proteger de todo mal, para nos guiar, Senhor. Teus anjos sobre nós
12 minutes after 12 on Radio Veritas 576 AM, and this is that time where we take your calls for any mass intentions you have for today. It's the 1st of August, this Women's Month, and today is the feast of Saint Alphonsus Liguori. And so we will be celebrating mass with Father Benedict Mahlangu, OMI. 011-452-7115, that's where you can send your calls, and that's where you can call us, and of course you can send your messages to 41809 via SMS, and you can also email khanya@radioveritas.co.za. And we go straight to the lines. Hello, you on Radio Veritas. Hello.
Hello.
How
are you?
Great, thanks. How are you?
I'm fine, and thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Yeah, Rachel.
Hello, Rachel.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can. Yes, Rachel.
Yes, I just want to put my daughter Faith on the altar.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, on behalf of the Natural family, we would like to thank God. For today, she's turning 21. We thank God for the gift of life.
Oh, nice.
Yes, we say it's by God's grace that she has come this far.
Great, Rachel. And are you, she, you bought some cake for her or baked cake for her?
Yes, we have a surprise for her, but the thing we want to do most for her, it was to put her on the altar and thank God. For
yes.
her life.
21 years.
Yes, that's the best gift we could give her.
Nice, yeah. Rachel. No, thank you very much. We've got that.
Thank you very much, Hanya, and God bless you.
God bless you too.
Thanks, bye-bye.
And you on Radio Veritas?
Hello, Hanya, how are you?
Great, thank you. How are you? Is this Gladys?
No, it's Imelda.
Hello, Mom Imelda.
Can you please place me on the altar, God, to give me peace and to protect my daughter, so that my daughter must have good friends and not bad friends. Please, Kanya, I want peace within me.
Okay, Ma Imelda, we've got that.
Thank you, for Kanya.
God bless, Ma. And you're on Radio Veritas?
How are you, Kanya?
Fine, thanks, Zandile. How are you?
I'm fine.
Nice to hear from you.
Yeah. Well, I pray for those who will be coming back from Poland that God may protect them in their flight.
Oh,
and
yes.
Also, may God protect all the women and children, especially those who are disabled, from not being victims of those people who commit crime.
Okay, Zandile, we've got that.
Thank you, Kenya.
Have a good one. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
And the lines are open, 011-452-7115, SMS line 41809. And, of course, you can also email Khanya, Khanya, at radioveritas.co.za with all your mass intentions for today. We also have the intentions coming from Zia, who says, please offer mass for the repose of the souls Gabriel and Rita Lazarus, for Adrian, Father Adrian and Father Clem Lazarus, Alicia Lazarus, Mark James and Vina's partner. May their souls rest in peace. Also the intentions of Bernadette, who says, please say mass for the gift of life for Colin Bowis, whose 82nd birthday is today. God bless and keep him healthy through his daily walk with Lord. Ask our Lord to guide and protect all families. prayers for all loved ones, and may their souls rest in peace. And that's from Bernadette. Raymond saying, please offer prayers for a family house, a car, and a job, and a business. Alice saying, please place on the altar Thanksgiving Mass for prayers answered. Nonkululeko saying, I'd like to put on the altar Tandiwe Mgomezulu of St. Albert's. I wish her a happy birthday and God's love, protection, and long life. Maureen says, please pray for Deacon Ronald Brink, that God will give him daily strength. And that's from Maureen. Another one saying, I'd like you to place my son Teboho Sekgobane on the altar, as he has difficulty in getting employment. He's out in Mpumalanga seeking employment. This comes from Motlalipule Sekgobane. Please pray for the recovery of Jose Rosa, who is in ICU. May the Lord cover him with his precious blood and heal him, as his loving granddaughter, Bella, prays for his recovery. You are on the radio.
Hello.
Hello.
Am I speaking to Kanya?
Yes, man, you live on the radio.
Kanya, it's Mrs. Farah.
Yes, Mrs.
Farah. I would like to put my sister Rita Farah on the altar, who is suffering. She's paralyzed on the one side of her arm and her leg. She's had a stroke, Kanya. Please put her on the altar. And I'd like to put my brother-in-law, Jan Fasaki, on the altar, who's had a heart attack and still suffering. And also my brother George, who's losing it a bit, put him on the altar as well. And I'd like to put all my children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren on the altar. And I thank the Lord for all his blessings he's given us. And I thank you all at Radio Veritas for all the good prayers you pray for us. And God bless you, be with you always.
No, thank you very much, Mrs. Farah.
Yeah, and God bless you.
We also have the intentions here. Somebody saying, intentions for my baby boy who's 4 months old, for guidance, health, and strength throughout his life. Please also pray for my marriage and family, for my future. Let God show me the way. One here saying, request to play I'm Yours. Okay, this is a request for a song. Father Joseph's prayer group praying for Jose Rosa, who's in ICU. Hello, you're on Radio Veritas.
Hello, Kanya. Kunjani?
Siyaphila kunjani, Maria?
Alright, ngoba wrong way, nguSelina lo.
Oh, hello, Selina. Nice to hear from you, Selina.
I want to say thank you for my directions that day, okay?
Oh, great.
Remember?
I'm glad. Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
I got lost a little bit, but I found the
but
place.
But finally found it. No, thank you very much, yes. Selina.
Yeah, God bless you. Kanya, today I want prayers for the success of the 200-year celebration in Pietermaritzburg on Saturday.
Yes.
And please tell Father Benzo Tivana Kona Lapa. Okay?
Okay. He's listening
yeah,
to
I
you.
I am going. So. I'm leaving on Wednesday, and I am so excited. This is something I've prayed for in many, many years.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
200 years of OMIs in Pietermaritzburg. Okay, so Selina's phone just cut there, but she's praying for the Oblates of Mary Immaculate as they celebrate their 200 years in Pietermaritzburg this weekend on Saturday. And the one here saying, please pray for my dad, grandparents, George, Catherine, Georgia, Raphael, Peter, Isabella, Vernon, Terry, Lee, Reva, Michael, Anna, Nicole, all souls. And this is from Mary Ann. And one here is saying, please pray for fair local elections in South Africa. Please pray for all girls who have been abused in Malawi by the so-called hyena. And for all albinos who are killed for ritual purposes. Please pray for all souls of in purgatory, for the sick, and for JT Tende. May I please place my son Bonamile for employment? He hasn't been working for 3 years. This comes from Mankele. Hello, you're on Radio Veritas.
Good afternoon.
afternoon.
I'd like to pray for Jeremiah, please.
Jeremiah, mm-hmm.
Yes, and for Evelyn, who's very sick in hospital.
Yes.
And for my parents, Michael and Quirina.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
And your name is?
Sissy.
Sissy. Thank you very much, Sissy.
Thank you.
God bless you. And we also have the intentions of somebody who says, please pray for my husband, Michael. He's feeling anxious over a situation at work. May God be in control. Prayers of thanksgiving for prayers answered. God bless our country and God bless us all. And this comes from Maria. It's 22 minutes after 12 o'clock here on Radio Veritas, 576 AM. And we're still taking your calls on 011-452-7115. SMS 41809. Vidalia Beans, remembering Musa Khumalo today. Also praying for Shelly Herrera, who's also celebrating her birthday today. Sani Shezi, praying for a mother, Velimina Shezi, who is not well and is in hospital. And you're on Radio Veritas?
Hello?
Hello, may I ask you to turn off your radio?
Okay, I did. It's Angie Sekele speaking from Klagdorp.
AM Angie.
Kiko Kirikenya, Alabama Parish. Roman Catholic Alabama Parish. Our Lord King of Peace.
AM.
Yes, the reason why I'm calling is to ask prayers. My brother is admitted at Joburg Gem Hospital. He will be undergoing surgery tomorrow. Yes, and my son, Olebu Hengli Sekele, will also be celebrating his birthday tomorrow.
Okay, me?
Yes, me and also Kolaka Mereko, Lena Kupalem, Mo Old King. Lebu Hengli Tata, Tatakanya. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And it's 24 minutes after 12 o'clock here on Radio Veritas, 576 a.m. And we also have the intentions of Mrs. Zwani, who's praying for her relatives, all the Zwani, and they're also praying for Ntate Moshe and their father Maselwane today. And that's from Mrs. Zwani. 011-452-7115 and SMS line 41809, email khanya@radioveritas.co.za. And Zandile Ngwenya sending in an email, I'd like to put on the altar and Ntlantla Monareng, my late son, may his soul rest in peace. And that's from Zandile. Hello, you on Radio Veritas?
Hello, Khanya.
Hello, Philomena. How are you, Philomena?
I've got a bit of flu, but otherwise I'm all right.
All right.
Please, I won't keep you long. Can you just put all my intentions and collect intentions on the altar?
Will do, Philomena.
She's in a bit of a state at the moment. Done a lot of work over the 5 months, and last 5 months, and nobody's paying.
Ooh.
So it's a bit of a bad situation to be in. And my grandson has been for a couple of interviews, but I'm just keeping the prayers up. I'm for you all at Radio Veritas.
No, thank you very much, Philomena.
God bless you, Kanye.
God bless you too.
Thank you.
And you on Radio Veritas?
Afternoon, Kanye.
Hello, me.
How are you?
Great, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm fine. I'm Margaret Dunn from Edelado Park.
Nice to hear from you, Margaret.
Yes, Kanye. I would like to place my sister Mercy Opa on the altar. And all our faith has passed away 16 years ago.
Yes. Okay, will do, Margaret.
And the people at Veritas as well. Did God help them for giving us Radio Veritas?
No, thank you very much.
And for you as well, Kenya.
Thank you, Margaret.
And for you, for myself as well.
Okay, we've got that.
Thank you, Khanya.
Have a good one. God bless you. Are you on Radio Veritas? Hello, you're on Radio Veritas?
Hi, Khanya, how are you?
Great, thank you. How are you, ma?
Good, it's Frida.
Hello, Auntie Frida.
Hello, my darling.
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Good, and how's your family?
Well, all good, thank you. And yours?
Hi, they're up to nonsense, but they're good, thank you.
Yes.
I'd like to bless Charles and his family, and especially his mother, Jennifer.
Yes.
And all the families of the staff of Radio Veritas on the altar. Thank you, Khanya.
Thank you very much, Auntie Frida. Have
okay,
a good day.
Keep well.
Thank you.
Bye.
And you're on Radio Veritas.
Hello, Khanya.
Hello.
On the earth, Julie speaking.
Oh, I'm Julie. Great to hear from you.
How are you keeping?
All good, thank you. And you?
That's wonderful, Khanya. Khanya, for my special intentions for all the poor souls in purgatory, for the sick and the dying, and for all my nieces and my friends who've been so wonderful to me, and for everybody that needs a prayer, that desperately needs a prayer, and for everybody at Veritas, you and your family, Father Emil and Shayla and everybody. God bless you all.
God bless you too, Julie.
Okay.
Thank you. And are you on Radio Veritas?
Good afternoon, Khanya. It's Marie speaking.
Nice to hear from you, Marie.
Thank you. I'd like to pray for my family, especially for my daughter-in-law, Wendy, and her baby. Thank you so much, Khanya, and God bless you.
God bless you, too. And we also have the intentions here that came via SMS. The intentions of Esther, who says, please pray for Poshi, whose marriage is not going well. One here saying, please place on the altar our mother, grandmother, great-grandmother, Rose Mohali, who celebrates 89 years today. We thank God for her life. This is Nomsa in Pretoria. Please pray for my dearest wife, who is the only breadwinner in this family and the most wonderful and caring person I have the privilege of loving. That's from Anonymous. Intentions for Martha, Vena, Belina, Jacobs, Nelson, Isaacs, and all the souls of all the faithful departed. May they rest in peace. This is from Doris Jackson. Claire's intentions saying, please place my brother Dominic on the altar that he may slay the demon of alcoholism. And we have the intentions of Benny Law in Durban. And lots of anonymous intentions as well. One just saying a special intention for seminarians throughout the Catholic world. It's exactly 12:30 here on Radio Veritas, 5:76 a.m. And celebrating Mass for us today is Father Benedict Mahlangu, an Oblate of Mary Immaculate.
Come, worship the Lord, for we are His flock that He shepherds. Alleluia. And come and worship the Lord, for we are His people, the flock that He shepherds. Shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us come with thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
The grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
I welcome you here at the studio and those who are listening at home. You are most welcome and all your intentions are placed here at the altar. Today we remember St. Alphonsus Liguori, and we remember all our brothers here, our brother priests and the sisters who are all in the community of Redemptorists. We pray for them in this Eucharist as well, especially as they go around in doing missions to all other parishes, that the Lord may continue to inspire them to revive all those lapsed Catholics and all those living Catholics who are not really able to understand who God is in their lives. So we pray in this Eucharist that the Lord may help us as well, that we need to be compassionate to all those people we meet each and every day. We pause now, ask God to forgive us. I confess to Almighty God,
and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask the Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and to you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, who constantly raise up in your church new examples of virtue, grant that you may follow so closely in the footsteps of the bishops, St. Alphonsus, in his zeal for souls, as to attain the same rewards that are his in heaven. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen. Amen. A reading from the book of Jeremiah. In that same year, at the beginning of the reign of Zedekiah, king of Judah, in the fifth month of the fourth year, Hananiah, the son of Azur, the prophet from Gibeon, spoke to me in the house of the Lord, in the presence of the priests and all the people, saying, "Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, I have broken the yoke of the king of Babylon. Within 2 years I will bring back to this place all the vessels of the Lord's house, which Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, took away from this place and carried to Babylon. I will also bring back to this place Jeconiah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, and all the exiles from Judah who went to Babylon, says the Lord, for I will break the yoke of the king of Babylon." Then the prophet Jeremiah spoke to Hananiah, the prophet, in the presence of the priests and all the people who were standing in the house of the Lord. And the prophet Jeremiah said, "Amen. May the Lord do so. May the Lord make the words which you have prophesied come true, and bring back to this place from Babylon the vessels of the house of the Lord and all the exiles. Yet hear now this word, which I speak in your hearing, and in the hearing of all the people. The prophets who preceded you and me from ancient times prophesied war famine, and pestilence against many countries and great kingdoms. As for the prophet who prophesies peace, when the word of that prophet comes to pass, then it will be known that the Lord has truly sent the prophet. Then the prophet Hananiah took the yoke bars from the neck of Jeremiah the prophet and broke them. And Hananiah spoke in the presence of all the people, saying, Thus says the Lord, Even so will I break the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, from the neck of all the nations within 2 years. But Jeremiah the prophet went his way. Some time after, the prophet Hananiah had broken the yoke bars from off the neck of Jeremiah the prophet, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. Go tell Hananiah, Thus says the Lord, You have broken wooden bars, but I will make in their place bars of iron. For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, I have put upon the neck of all these nations an iron yoke of servitude to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and they shall serve him, for I have given to him even the beasts of the field. And Jeremiah the prophet said to the prophet Hananiah, Listen, Hananiah, the Lord has not sent you, and you have made this people trust in a lie. Therefore, thus says the Lord, Behold, I will remove you from the face of the earth. This very year you shall die, because you have uttered rebellion against the Lord. In that same year, in the 7th month, the prophet Hananiah died. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Teach me your statutes, O Lord. Teach me your statutes, O Lord. Keep me from the way of falsehood. Grant me mercy by your law. Teach me your statutes, O Lord. Never take the word of truth from my mouth, for I hope in your decrees. Teach me your statutes, O Lord. Let those who fear you turn to me, that they may know your decrees. Teach me your statutes, O Lord. Let my heart be blameless in your statutes, that I may not be put to shame. Teach me your statutes, O Lord. Though the wicked lie in wait to destroy me, yet I ponder your decrees. Teach me your statutes, O Lord. I have not turned away from your decrees. You yourself have taught me. Teach me your statutes, O Lord. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
The Lord be with you
and with your spirit.
That is from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus heard of the death of John the Baptist, he withdrew from there in a boat to a lonely place apart. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. As he went ashore, he saw a great throng, and he had compassion on them, and he healed their sick. When it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a lonely place, and the day is now over. Send the crowds away to go to into villages to buy food for themselves." Jesus said, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." They said to him, "We have only 5 loaves here and 2 fish. And he said, "Bring them here to me." Then he ordered the crowd to sit down on the grass, and taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke and gave the loaves to the disciples. And the disciples gave them to the crowd, and they all ate and were satisfied. And they took up 12 baskets full of broken pieces left over. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, beside women and children. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My dear people, today I want to share something with you that we are looking ahead of it this coming week. All of us are looking forward to cast our votes to elect a new people in our country. And when we listen to the Word of God, especially now, I just read the Gospel, it says we need to be compassionate. The leaders of those we want to elect, they must be compassionate, you know. I know now they've been going around several weeks campaigning, doing all these things, promising people, and it has been so many years, the same thing has been happening, and there is some improvement, and sometimes there is no improvement. Maybe we as Christians, we need also to stand up. I know some people are fed up. They don't want to take any step again of casting their vote because they have seen so many things that are wrong. But by not going to vote, we're not doing any justice to ourselves. Things will just continue to be the same as they are. We need to cast our vote so things can be better, change. By casting your vote, we are saying, "I want a change." You want to accept the change. So really, I'm encouraging all the Christians, stand up. And I hope here in the studio here, you are listening to me tomorrow or today, your special votes, because I know some of you are old. So today, there's special votes for you. Go. And really, and put your cross there and say, "Here I am. I want to express the change." Jesus Christ was compassionate to all those he met each and every time. Let's just pray for our leaders. Let them must be compassionate. Compassionate is not only when you look at the person on the face, but it's to be with the person, to suffer with the person, to go, to be with him each and every time. And we have seen so many people who are suffering, so many people who need us, so many people who are really lonely. I had an opportunity now, I'm helping at Malvern Parish, and two times I went to St. George's to visit the sick. Beautiful, you know, and they're just sitting there, and I was encouraging them that, "Pray for us. You have more time to pray. Enjoy your retirement." And today I went to Arba Village again. All Gogos there, Mkulus, sitting down, really praying and really in touch with God in their own lives at their old age. But we live, to look after all those old people, to be compassionate, to feel for them, to be ready to be in touch in whatever they do in their own life, because they did touch us, all those Gogos and Mkulus, in different ways. Today we are what we are because of them. So we need to appreciate and give thanks in visiting them. And we ask the Lord to heal them in all whatever situation they find themselves. So as we pray today, let us really pray for these 2 days that are left, that there must be free and fair elections. There must be no blood. There must just people go and vote. And people must respect one another. So we pray that the Lord may give us that strength and courage. And to all those who are doing wrong, that they may come back to their minds, come back to their senses, and be aware of God's presence in their lives. So as we pray in the feast of St. Alphonsus of Liguori, he was a redemptorist going around and inspiring people to do their best. So let us ask him on his behalf that he may also help us, that we should be missionaries to one another here in the studio and in our families. Pray, my brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands
for the praise and glory of God's name, for our good and the good of all his holy church. Be pleased, O Lord, to enkindle our hearts with the ecclesiastical fire of your Spirit, just as you granted that St. Alphonsus should celebrate this mysteries, and by them offer himself to you as a holy sacrifice, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just. Our duty and our salvation always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For as on the festival of St. Alphonsus Liguori, you bid your church rejoice, so too you strengthen here by the example of his holy life. Teach here by his words of preaching, and keep here safe in answer to his prayers. And so with the company of angels and saints, we sing the hymn of your praise, as without end we say. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, this gift, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dew fall, that may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which shall be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church, spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Buti Tlhagane, our Bishop, Duncan Tsoke, his assistant, all the clergy, and all the people, those here in the studio, and those who are listening, and all those intentions that are placed here at the altar, that you, Lord, grant all our requests. Remember also our brothers and sisters. We have fallen asleep in the hope of resurrection. And all who have died in your mercy, welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God Almighty Father, in the name of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
Jesus Christ himself taught us to call God our Father, and we have the courage to pray together as we say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant us peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours,
now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, we say to our apostles, peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the face of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let's offer each other a sign of peace. Peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who comes to us and bring us peace. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word,
and my soul shall be healed. This is my body.
Let us pray. O God, who gave us St. Alphonsus to be a faithful steward and a preacher of this great mystery, grant that your faithful may receive it often and receive it. Praise you without end, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We go now to be peacemakers.
Thanks be to God.